Howdy.
Whoa.
Howdy, howdy.
Howdy doody.
Welcome back to Bustin' Boundaries.
Bustin' them boundaries on the daily for you people, but it's actually weekly.
Yeah, I guess, yeah, it's weekly. Well, we're trying for weekly. We don't do it the same day every week, but we do it every week. So there you go.
That is true.
Yeah. We would like to, first off, review from last time, because we said that we would do the invitation that we gave to y'all.
Yes.
Which was about stress management, and we wanted y'all to try making a plan for your coping skills for the future moments where you would feel stress. So for me, I told y'all how I hum a lot.
Yes.
I did a little bit more humming this week. Literally any time, I think every moment that I was by myself, I was like singing or humming out loud. That's it was really a stressful good. Week.
Yeah. School, for all of you that are not college age. It has started, which I am not doing anything with school, but this week has still been stressful for me. And invitation, I honestly have done a terrible job with it. I have not, and I really could have benefited from it. So, it's definitely something I'm going to be doing this next week. Mm-hmm. But, to be honest, I have not.
It's okay. I forgive you.
Thank you. And I hope you forgive me, too.
Yes. We all forgive you as a Busting Boundaries community.
Yeah.
Because I'm sure a lot of people have also not done it yet. Shame on you. Shame on him. Shame on your whole family. All your cows.
If you have any.
Yes. I don't currently.
I do. Not.
Oh. Well, that's a shame.
Yeah. Milk.
But, yeah, for me too, though, like, I definitely could have done better with it because I didn't, like, I mean, I guess we kind of talked about, I don't think we were specific on, like, how to make your plan or, like, where to record it. But, like, I didn't write it down. I just kind of kept doing the same things that I did before.
But maybe but they did just work more. A little bit.
Yeah.
That's good. I feel like that's good.
Yeah.
Which is funny because this week what we're going to talk about kind of goes perfectly into it.
Yeah.
About, we want to talk about why consistency really is key.
The key. The large key.
The large key that you put inside the small door of life that leads you to your destination of success. So why is consistency actually the key, Andrew? Tell us.
Okay, well, I will give you my opinion on this. I don't know if it is the key to why it is the key.
No, this is fact right here.
But, with anything, I think we've talked about this. We have talked about this a little bit in, like, when we were talking about habits in one of our first episodes. But with anything, if you do something once, like, really well, it's like it's a good job. But you never actually become that, like, the kind of person that does that until it's consistent. Like, for example, I can't say that I'm a runner if I only ran, like, once in my life, you know? Or if I only run, like, for example, well, like, right now, like, so I am sometimes a runner. I want to be a runner, but I'm not always consistent. Like, the past, like, month or two, I have not been consistent with running. And so I'd say that right now I'm not currently a runner because I'm not doing it consistently. I'm not the kind of person that runs, and so I'm not a runner. And so with our habits or with anything that good that we want to do, if it's not consistent, then it's hard for us to see the effects. And, like, I've had some thoughts could just come to mind about, like, how that relates to, like, science and stuff.
Yeah. But yeah, well, say what science says then.
Well, no, I want to hear from you, though, first.
Okay.
What you says.
What I says?
What does you says about
I do be saying, I says that consistency really is key because a lot of us feel like we have to do one big, massive thing for something to happen. Like, maybe we're like, I'm gonna go to the gym for like a month and I'm gonna get shredded out of my mind. Like Andrew over here, which he's the exception, but but like, or like, I'm gonna like do this thing, and then I'm just going to have this crazy effect, you know? And for most things in life, it just doesn't work that way. Or for some people, it has. But I guarantee you that most of those people have fallen off either directly after or shortly after that because it's just not sustainable. Mm-hmm. And so just doing small things, like kind of what you're saying, and just doing it consistently is so important. Like this week, I've kind of dropped the ball on a lot of things. And I could just see, like, dang, like, just missing a couple of days. Like, it's fine. Give yourself grace, because that's something I'm, like, learning as well. Like, because we're all going to mess up and whatever. But just get back on it. And it's so much easier to keep the ball rolling. Kind of just, like, I don't even remember which law of, like, motion or whatever the heck it is. But it's, like, a body. You know what I'm talking about? Like, a body that is in motion tends to stay in motion unless acted upon by another force or whatever.
Newton's first law.
And so, like, when you...
about that.
You did?
Physics.
What the freak?
Booyah.
Genius over here.
Thank you, Professor.
Professor Dumbledore. But anyway, so we... Like, when you're going and you're consistent, but, like, just imagine yourself as you're, like, the stationary, bouncy red ball. And you want to, like... start going 300 miles an hour, you're going to have to generate so much power and so much, and you're not going to be able to keep that up. But if you like start going, like, okay, I'm going to go like 5 miles an hour, 10 miles an hour, and then you keep going, like that progression just is, it's way easier and it's much more sustainable. So that's why I believe that consistency is key, not because you don't get the results right away, maybe, but you get the habit ingrained into you to where it's going to be a lifelong thing.
True. Dang, that's good. Consistency really is key. If you remember anything from today, it's that consistency is key.
Just remember that. Even if you go and you're doing something and it's not, like, if you go to the gym and you go in and, like, it's like a terrible workout, you showed up.
Yeah.
And that is literally so key.
Celebrate.
Celebrate your wins, fetching crud. You know what I mean?
We gotta censor that.
Oh, sorry. Well, you will definitely beep that out.
But that's so true though. Like it doesn't have to be something huge for you to be consistent. And, even if you start off small, or even if you're like, you're doing great. And then you just have that one, like hard, the kind of like weekday, like Hunter was just talking about, where it just doesn't feel like you accomplished as much as before.
Mm-hmm.
You still accomplished that consistent thing.
Yeah, exactly.
You didn't break the chain. That's what I'm important. Trying to say. You didn't break the chain.
Exactly. And if you do, get back on it the next day.
Yeah.
That's like the most important thing, because the one day is like, okay, one day is an accident, but 2, 3, 4 days is a choice. So like just going, like getting right back on it. If you do it, like don't beat yourself up. Just do better the next day. That's all it is.
Yeah. Get back on it. I'm not sure why, but James from the Bible is coming to mind.
I feel
like he would have something really good to say about this.
Let me give him a call real quick.
Yeah, thanks.
Oh, dang.
Oh, no, the phone. No!
Frick, I hate my phone.
Okay, well, we do not have the words of James with us right now because my phone is being used to record and Hunter's phone is dead. But maybe that's the invitation.
Can I say something?
Oh, yeah, go.
When you talk about James, something came to my mind.
Why is James crying?
Sorry. Because he just got dunked on by this freaking awesome
consistently
verse.
Consistently.
Oh!
By the same dunker.
Literally forget that dunker.
Sorry. Sorry. Way off.
James 1:5 didn't get dunked on. And what it says, if any of you lack wisdom, let him ask of God that giveth to all men liberally and abradeth not, and it shall be given him.
Mm.
And I don't know, I feel like that can tie into it, and you could tell us why.
Oh, shoot. Okay. Well, I was just trying to think of like how that connects to it. I think that God will never reveal unto us something if we're not actually showing him that we care about it. And one of the ways that we show him that we care about it is if we consistently think about it. You know, God knows our thoughts. And I found that out for myself. There's been times where I've looked for knowledge, but like there's been times where it was something I was like constantly thinking about, like I need to figure this out, or like I've found it in my studies and I just had these questions about it and I just wanted to know how it made sense. And then there's been times where something just comes up, I'm like, huh, God can tell me this. Hey, what's this? But it was just like a random moment, just a one-time thing.
Yeah.
And the results are always way better for me in my prayers and seeking knowledge with God when it's something that I've been actually consistently not just thinking about, but like studying and looking at, like trying to find an answer for myself. And the things that he's already given, and the scriptures and the words of the prophets, these things that he's already given to us. And then if either I can't find it yet, or if I have found something, I just want a confirmation, then I ask God and he confirms it for me.
Yes. I love that. And when you were talking also, I was thinking like consistency is important to God. I know, because he doesn't just ask us to read the whole Bible or the Book of Mormon or, you know, whatever it is, like read the whole thing 5 times in one day. He wants us to read it every day for a little bit of time, because he wants to be a part of our day consistently. He doesn't just want to be a part of one big event. He wants to be a part of our life. And so consistency is important to God in communication, in studying the scriptures, and in pretty much everything. Because if we, it's like developing a relationship with anybody. Like if you spend an entire week with them, but then never talk to them again, your relationship was probably pretty good during that time, but it's going to dwindle pretty fast. But instead, if you're just consistently reaching out, then that will be able to be a lifelong thing, and it'll grow a lot stronger than it would in just that week of being together, if that makes sense. How you can apply that to your life as well.
No, that totally applies. I guess like one more analogy with that, you can't with let's say you have a plant. You can't just like
a bonsai.
Yeah. Oh, rip. Tears. I always kind of think about my bonsai.
Sorry.
Yeah, let's say it's a bonsai tree. You cannot dump like a gallon of water on it one day and then like expect it to be like okay for like the next week, instead of giving it like a little bit of water every day or every couple hours when it needs it. If you do that, it's just gonna die, and it's not gonna progress. And too often we do that to ourselves. We dump a gallon of water on ourselves, figuratively. I do it sometimes literally.
I do it to and, him sometimes. Just kidding.
And we expect it to nourish us for the whole week. We read a bunch of scriptures on Sunday, and we expect it to last the whole week. We do a big workout on leg day, and we expect it to make our legs swole for the rest of the week. But really, it just makes us hurt the next day. And you get the point. But it's consistency is key.
Yes.
That is the key of this podcast. It's
the key of this podcast. So yes. We're going to actually put on our store a key.
Oh.
And it says consistency is key. And you wear it around your neck, and if someone tries to tell you that it's dumb, shove it in a door somewhere and see if it opens it. I'm just kidding. We're not selling that at all. But just remember
we
that.
Could. We honestly could. Not the key, but like on a shirt.
Ooh.
Hey, keep an eye out. We'll post a link.
We'll post a link. And if you buy it.
In a week or
then two. I'll give you a hug.
Yeah.
Virtually, probably. Because anyway.
Yeah.
Just remember, consistency really is key in whatever you're doing.
Yeah.
Even if it's not much, just doing something towards it every day is going to be a lot better than doing everything towards it in one day.
Oh, yeah.
And that's what I says today on Bustin' Boundaries. This is Hunter Hatch signing out. Bing bong, ding dong. I don't even know what I'm saying. Spaloosh.
All right, see ya.
Wait, what? I thought you were supposed to say that.
No, I was going to say, and for me signing out, before I sign out, as our invitation.
Oh, yes.
Here's one thing this week that you are going to be consistent with every day of this week. And it can be something small, something big. It doesn't have to be all your goals. I know, like, personally, I have, like, lots of goals I would like to work on. And it always makes me frustrated when I see it. Because it's too much that it's too much that I can do in one week. So choose one thing that you're trying to improve on. And find a way to be consistent with it. Even if you have to start small. Like, if you're trying to run, and the best you could do is just put on your running shoes every day.
Do it.
And then, like, do a little hips skip and a jump. Or hop, skip, and a jump, or whatever. Whatever it is, do it consistently. And, like, check it off or whatever. Congratulate yourself. Pat yourself on the back.
Yes.
We will do that as well.
Yes. And a resource for that, if you want to use, I mean, you can just use a piece of paper. It's the easiest. But, like, there's an app I use. I think it's just called Habits, honestly. And you can get it for free. And it's just like every day you can track off your habits. You can put a little widget on your phone so you can see.
That's cool.
And so it's pretty cool. So whatever it is, just be consistent and we'll tell you what we were consistent at this next week. I promise this week, okay, people?
Yeah, let's go.
Okay, this is officially Hunter signing out, not saying anything random afterwards.
And now it is Andrew Pontius signing out, about to say something random after. Elephant face. Cool experiment, you should try it. Ciao.